We talked in the previous halachot about bread that became cooked. The question we discussed today is bread that becomes fried. There's two ways of frying. One is frying in a pan. You put oil about a few inches in the pan, and then you drop a piece of bread in it, and you fry it, different types of food that they make with that recipe. The big machloket, if frying in a pan has a din of bishul, again Abraham says it does. So according to the Magen Abraham, if it's less than a kezayit to pieces, it becomes a mizonot. Most of the other Haronim disagree with the Magen Abraham and hold that frying in a pan is not considered cooking, and therefore even if it's less than a kezayit, the beracha would remain hamotzi. Based on that, the Mishnah Berura is posek that one should not eat bread less than a kezayit that was fried in the pan unless you're eating it with regular legitimate bread, to get out of the safek. However, all opinions agree that when it's deep fried, that's not a few inches of oil in a pan. That's when they're actually immersing the bread into the oil itself. Maybe that's the way they make some people make French toast that way if they deep fry it. So then the deen would be, if it's less than a kezayit, it would be a mizunot. So a lot of times people go to have French toast at an affair and things like that. If indeed it is deep fried, and the pieces indeed are less than a kezayit, so you can make a mizunot. If not, not. But you have to know how they're doing it. Sometimes they make it in a pan. They don't deep fry. They don't deep fry, so then already you're putting yourself in a safek. And the way the Yalkut writes it over here is, tikun b'mahabat. And then he says that some say it's mezonot and some say it's not. So he says, "Yes, safek b'berchatam v'berchalem amotzi u'mezuv hanachon shelo yochlem ki'im betoch ha'seuda." Then he says, "V'tigun b'shemen amok," which is deep fry. "V'chol ha'deot dino ki mevushal b'mayim." There's another halakha that everybody agrees on. Everybody. It's not a safek. Sometimes you just put oil in the pan so the bread doesn't stick. That's not considered frying at all. There, clearly the beracha is going to be hamotzi, even if the pieces are less than a kezayit. So all this is brought actually in the Yalkut Yosef Berachot Aleph on page 307 and 308.